The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in the center of downtown Reading, the epicenter of change right here in downtown Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, enhanced walk-in humidor, enhanced product lines. You're looking for that special gift. How about a great cigar and maybe a new lighter and stuff like that for your loved one this Christmas? Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning there, Bad Bob. Bad Bob is in his element. Let me tell you, Bad Bob is in his element. He has got all of these new machines. He's wiring them together. We have a new phone system.
Still being
calibrated. Are we using that yet?
It is plugged in.
It's plugged in.
It may be a little dodgy at first.
But what it does is it allows people, it's people can hear better, and now they can hear the other person on the line. And, better. But now, if you're just waiting instead of this kind of a silence, you're not sure if you're still on, you get to hear the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got all that stuff there. Just getting bigger and better. And we're good already. But now that we're enhancing that. And now that you're back, and Trish Clark is back.
Oh, and it's good to be back. I've missed my 30 morning conversation.
Look at this and over there, too.
I know. I can't wait to get into the big room.
Every one of those mics are color-coded, too. So just stand by.
Oh, wow. So yeah, it's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 58.
I just punched mine. Yeah.
A low of 37, and today we're going to have sunny. Tonight, clear with a low around 37. Then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. Friday night, 20% chance of showers after 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 38. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. And on Sunday, a 40% chance of showers. Sunday night, showers likely, a low of 40. And on Monday, showers likely again. So it looks like we get quite a bit of showers next week, but a little bit of a reprieve this week. And that's good to get a little, let it soak in.
Let it soak.
And
let the earth think of it. Think about it for a while.
Absorb it. Yeah. And then move on to the next storm. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, so Bob's been doing this for over 10 years. In fact, here in next week, we'll be celebrating our 9th and starting our 10th year in the business here at KCNR. We've launching the FM here since we get everything up on the tower and everything else finished. But Bob, he comes in. It's been 10 years. I mean, we all do the same job for 10 years, which I've never done in my life. I was in the Marines for 30 years, but you don't do the same job. But Bob yesterday was whistling, and he's got this thing where he has to connect. How many wires, Bob? Come on. How many, really?
I would guess a couple hundred.
Couple of hundred wires that all have to be connected a certain way. To make this system work. Not only that, we launched our new traffic and log system yesterday. Now, this is, it sounds really, well, what happens is you have to download the system from the internet. It took us an hour, an hour and a half, a lot of stuff. So then, at the end, I'm doing it because it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going, oh, okay, I can do this. Oh, look, I just did this. Well, what about this? Blah, blah, blah. But then when I get ready to – now, Bob, the way I understand it is this computer will talk to this computer once you're up.
It should be, yes.
And so we don't have to have a – we have to bring a disk over from this machine that we're doing our traffic on. And the traffic, my friends, is this. Everything that comes in, all the commercials, everything, all the syndicated shows come in, they run off certain times. Every one of the commercials has to be loaded. Everything like that has to be loaded specifically by hand. But once you get it in there, it'll play because it's on the computer. Well, but we have to change it every day. because every day we get something we call bumps because we're sold out from 5 in the morning. I mean, literally 5 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. So you have to make, but there's a lot of them that are supposed to happen during that time. So we have to move other things around, like your PSAs get, 9 o'clock.
Public service announcements.
Public service announcements. Okay. So yesterday I loaded in. I come over. I put it into the Phantom here, and it goes, doesn't recognize. It doesn't. It won't give me the 6, which is today. It was still on 5 yesterday. Oh. So being the smart guy I am with computers, I run back and I just do it again. Figure, okay, maybe it just didn't catch this time.
You know what Einstein's definition of insanity is?
Well, I was insane because I did it the third time. And then so now I'm calling the lady down. Her catcher, she's walking out the door, their tech down in Texas. We're talking to him. Then I got Brad on the line who does our downloads. And then I call Bob. I said, Bob. Bob turns around. He comes back because he's been working all day. Comes back. Walks in, and now what we find out is, because of the way their computer load is, that we put it on the disk, but it didn't have, what is it, Bob? It did not have the right...
The file names were not formatted
correctly. The file
names
were not, and it was left off AM. That's what it left off, AM at the beginning. As soon as I typed in AM and then put the rest of it in there, boom. Put it in here. Everything worked perfectly. So, I tell you, that system, I don't know how it is to be, because we have to also schedule new spots all the time. So you have to put that in the system. But the log itself, once you learn how to do this, it's going to be, you can just click on something and you move it around instead of having to get out of that one, go into another one. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
When I started in this business,
not that I do it that much.
Every program. Every commercial was manually done. You had physical carts that looked a bit like 8-tracks, and you had a printed log, and you checked off stuff as you plugged things in and played them. But you did it all by hand, and you had to have somebody on the board 24/7. The first radio station I worked at had 18 people on the staff, including sales and on-air staff, but it took 8 people to cover the on-air shifts.
Just to stand there and put in the disk
to
take them out.
And run the knobs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We have automated that to a great deal. And the earliest automation systems were pretty clunky. They still, it's not like a thing you can just run down to Walmart and buy. Every radio station is unique.
Yeah, like our system here was made specifically for this station. But now with the new equipment we have, we can run it off almost any computer. And so, but we still have a dedicated computer for it, and it's going to be running fast. We're eliminating other ways. We had to do workarounds because our software was sold. We had to do workarounds. Now we're getting rid of all of those workarounds. And we'll be able to, the other things that we'll do is we can be on remote and fire off our own commercials.
That's part of the plan. However, as Scotty famously said in one of the Star Trek movies, the fancier the plumbing, the easier it is to stop up the drain.
Well, that's true. It doesn't mean that we're not going to, some people say, well, then you don't need to have a producer. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Producer's always going to be here. No. Producer's always going to be here when we're on remotes because other things happen, like, the power plug falls off or something, which happens to me a lot.
We do have a new phone system, as mentioned, so I need to calibrate it. So let's get some phone calls.
Yeah, we need some phone calls on our new phone system.
It's going to be less than ideal to begin with.
I know, Sonny, you're out there. So, Sonny, give us a call. You don't have to go on the air. You just have to is she going to go on the air?
I would like to have somebody that I can put on the air so I can hear.
Okay. We know people are out there. Just give us a call and just say hello and happy holidays and all those kind of things so we can calibrate our new phone system.
Say Merry Christmas.
And say Merry Christmas. That's right.
Yeah, okay. The heck with happy holidays.
No happy holidays.
Think about
here.
It, but here it is, 605-4567. Now, you were laid up.
I had some surgery. I had a joint implant in my big toe on my right foot.
But you were in bed, though.
I was.
And you were in your sleep number bed.
I was.
Did you change the firmness of the mattress because you were in there off, because you weren't sleeping in it. You were just there.
I did. I went down softer because my body was tense from the surgery. So I went from a 55 setting down to a 45.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know what? Here's the thing is when we talk about Christmas presents and the perfect present, And I never really thought of it that way. But the gift of sleep, is such a great, great present. And you can do it. You can do it down at Sleep Number right now. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40 to 60, whatever she feels like in there. The Elk Killers is kind of like in between because she'll move from one side to the other. So I'm not exactly sure when she sleeps. It's rare that she sleeps up there, but when she does, you know, she moves around a little bit. But so many people can't agree on the firmness of their mattress, and this is what is the beautiful thing about Sleep Number. Not only that, with the new 360 smart bed, they move and adjust. As you move, it adjusts to you during the night. Now, I sleep great on my Sleep Number. I just sleep really, really good. And you can get the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds from $999 now. Think about that for Christmas. And it's going to last for decades. And it's, you know, they guarantee them. It's been rated number one by J.D. Powers, by Consumer Reports, all of these things. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in. Say that Carl, Trish and Linda said, hop on the bed and try it out and see what they say when you say that. But anyway, go on and do that. Now, we have somebody on the line.
We have Sungold on the line, and here goes. Sungold, are you able to hear us?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Sunny.
Okay, you got your radio on in the background?
I just turned it down.
Okay.
Okay, now I can't hear her very well.
Well,
When you turn that up, I can hear. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so, but when I'm talking, I'm hearing this kind of a fading or this kind of rattle.
There's a little distortion, and I got to try to adjust that, yeah.
Sunny?
There was a little bit of static earlier that I was hearing as well.
Okay. Sunny, thank you so much for listening to us all the time.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to you,
Christmas
too.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Goodbye. Okay. Now, that was not auspicious, but that was just the start. And we'll be practicing this all day long until we get it right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 6th of December, 2018, 46 degrees, going up to 58 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Merry Christmas. It's getting there. And we've got, 19 shopping days left.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Fuller cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back. You love this. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have with us Trish Clark, the world-famous Trish Clark.
Yeah.
Hey, and we also have, you know what, Clyde. The original is still the best. How long have you known Clyde?
Oh, my goodness, ever since I've been in the community. I moved here in 77 and...
Over 47 years in the business, Clyde
yeah.
Pierce. You know, he is just a great guy. He is. And, you know, he specializes in home electronics. And classic car parts. Now, only Clyde can make this work.
Exactly.
It does. But, a great selection of audio equipment. He has, he's authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsa, speakers. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. He's got it all. It is Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. And you know what he is. You know, you want to do your shopping locally and you want to, you know, help out small businesses because, you know what, that's the backbone of our country.
All that money, when we shop at our local businesses, that money all stays here.
Right. It does. It all stays right here and gets, you know, and it revolves around like three or four times, as they say. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Hey, look, it's getting to be Christmas. A good chance now to maybe get a new TV set, maybe some speakers for somebody you love, all those kind of things. Clyde's Enterprises. Okay. You haven't been on the air for a few weeks. Certain things have happened in our world.
So much.
You know, I can't get over. Let me just light you up a little bit here. Light your fuse. Here's George H.W. Bush passes away.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he is the man of, you know, he is a Christ-like figure to the left.
Yeah.
And I remember the left denigrating this man, making fun of him and Barbara because they watched America's Funniest Home Videos on Sundays at the White House. And the things they said about him, and then how about this? The conservative Republicans were after him all the time, too.
Absolutely.
And now he is the honored statesman. And what do? They use this funeral to do what?
They were trying to make – the press has gone out of their way to recreate what they were able to accomplish with the McCain funeral, which I thought was absolutely horrid, the way they used it to focus – and beat up on the president, Donald Trump.
I can't believe it because the Bushes invited him. They wanted him to be there. He was welcome. They so much appreciated him bringing President Bush's casket in on Air Force One. He did everything in the world. And yet they just kept attacking and attacking and attacking. And I don't understand I just can't quite fathom the hatred that they have for this man. And I think it all goes back to the part where they were so wrong.
Yeah.
They were so wrong about the election that they got it so wrong that they've been, ever since then, have been trying to prove that, oh, no, we were right. He should have never been elected, and these are the reasons why, and you people are just stupid. And that's what they're saying. You people are just stupid that voted for
him. I think I've got to give a lot of credit to the Bush family because let's face it, they are part of the Never Trump group. They are part of the establishment group that likes I mean, I've said that the establishment is there. They like the system they've set up there that gives them the perks and the control. That's the Republicans and it's the Democrats, and they'd rather be in control of it, but they don't want to change it. Trump is in there, and he's trying to change it. So there are those people within, and certainly the Bushes are part of that.
Oh, yeah, Jeb Bush especially.
Absolutely, and he was the one to continue that.
Well, he got taken out by Trump.
That's exactly right. But you've got to give the Bush family credit that this is about Bush 41. That this is about, you know, this statesman who died, and they have made it perfectly clear that they don't want anything about Trump negative. They don't want any of that in this whole thing. And I think it's remarkable that the Trump family and the Bush family have been able to go forward with this in a perfectly marvelous way to present the proper presentation for the funeral. The Trumps have been very gracious receiving the family in. Ivanka gave a great tours. I mean, it's going all the way it should.
Yeah, it's the way it should.
Melania is just, it's beautiful.
And yet,
press just keeps picking at it like a stab. And I'm so proud of everybody ignoring the press and just saying, you're not taking it there. Even Joy Behar and McCain.
Oh, McCain.
Oh, my God.
Megan McCain and Behar got into it. And, okay, remember the big brouhaha because Kid Rock called her the B word. And here's Joy Behar on nationwide TV.
Twice.
Screaming at Megan McCain and calling her the B word.
Yeah.
You know what? This is what I mean. The hypocrisy and just the total lack of
decorum and
control. There's no control anymore on your emotions. You can say anything. Don Lemon from CNN said, I wouldn't shake Trump's hand. And you know what, Lemon? You weren't invited, first of all, to the funeral. And why would Trump shake your hand? You said these horrible things about him. I'd never shake your hand. You'd never get within 50 feet of me. I'd put a restraining order on you for all the things you've said about me. If you'd said those things about me, like you do about Trump, I'd put a restraining order on you. They'd say, oh, okay, president's coming to this event. Sorry, Lemon, you have to leave.
The press doesn't get it. The establishment doesn't get it. The left certainly doesn't get it, and that's all. I pretty much they're all one and the same as far as I'm concerned. But
they are. I think they are.
I think they just
they've gotten
didn't
to
listen.
That point.
The American people have spoken. Donald Trump's popularity continues to rise. I don't know. They don't understand. They refuse to accept the fact that they were wrong. They threw all of that kinder, gentle people at us for so many years. And they have created the atmosphere that created Donald Trump. Somebody that needed to come in and shake things up and change things. And as far as I'm concerned, he's exactly what we needed when we needed it. And I think he's gonna finish this term graciously. And I think he's going to go right in and win 2020.
Do you think he's going to run in 2020?
Oh, absolutely.
I sure like to see, I like Mike Pence. But it should be great to have Nikki Haley be his vice president. And I'll tell you why. Get her ready. For 2024.
Yep.
She's brilliant. I hate that she's stepping down because she's done such an incredible job. There's something big for her.
I think
she's looking at Nikki Haley is not a stupid woman. And she's not. And she's done what she's supposed to for 2 years. You know, she's gotten the UN. She slapped them around. She's done the things that she wanted to do. So now she is going to be, I think she's going to be a stalwart. And I think there's something going on with 2020. With her. And I'd really, really like to see Mike Pence, who's done a really good job, say, you know what? That's enough. Nikki, come on board. And then let them try to attack Nikki Haley like they did Sarah Palin. Here's a strong conservative woman who's been a governor, who's been in the UN, who's articulate. And you know what? And here's the thing. Sarah Palin was not a stupid woman either.
McCain was half the problem with Sarah Palin. He threw her under the bus and tried to back off on.
Well, here,
he was, he
here
was
they
worse
were.
than the press and the Democrats.
Well, you know, the Democrats went. They were not going to let Obama lose. They were going to say anything. And you know what? They went after Palin like they would, like wolves after a lamb. Because frankly, she had been the governor of Alaska. You know, they play rough, but not. They had no idea how rough it was going to be on that national level.
Well, she was up to that, though. She was up to what they were handing her until McCain pulled the rug out from under and actually literally started siding with the press and the left.
Well, McCain,
I mean, that was disgraceful, and the only reason McCain placed as high as he did was because he had McCain on the ticket.
Palin. Well, here's the thing, McCain should have never been the candidate.
That's exactly right.
In my opinion, the only reason he rose up
was because of Palin.
I admire the man for a variety of reasons, but there's other reasons. You know, there's other times I'm thinking, well, okay, you know, McCain, you've been riding on that for a while, but here's the thing is that here was a man, a young African American who was obviously articulate, said the right things, and all that. I know you can't stand it, but he came from and elected him president of the United States.
The Republican Party
puts McCain up against him, and there was just the fact is that Obama was just, you know, he was, I don't, you know what, but really, I don't know if they could have put anybody up against him, against Obama in that first time, the way that the press was. And they would have had every magazine. I was walking through an airport. Every magazine you could see in the airport had a photo of either Barack Obama, his wife, or his family were on all the magazine covers. And, mm-hmm. and when you see things like that, that's a, I mean, that is a major, major media coup that the Dems pulled on that.
Well, anyway, when you have control of the entire media press, you can do a lot of things.
It's government controlled media, obviously, when the Democrats have it, but it's not exactly that way when Republicans.
We can't get the current first lady on the cover of any magazine.
Gentlemen's quarterly. Oh, okay. Got it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance agent located right down on Bonaventura Boulevard at 1822. Jeff and his team have over 50 years combined experience and are available 24/7 because they know that life doesn't always support Monday to Friday between 9 and 5. They support many youth and veteran organizations. They care about our community, and they care about you. Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:32 in the morning, and it's 46 degrees out there, going up to 58. Looks like it's going to be a really nice day.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater with A Celtic Christmas. Tamashii and Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The Backo and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backo and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Soon to be moving into other studios right next door to us. I say next door, still in the same office building, same offices, but in the next to big studio. We're going to go into the big, we're going to put on our big boy pants and go into the other studio. Yeah. Hey, it's about 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Thursday, the 6th of December, 2018. It's 46 degrees, going up 58. Shasta Gas Propane sponsors the weather reports every day, 365-3793. Now, you were just at Four Winds Jewelry yesterday.
I was. Okay. And they're having a huge sale right now.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh. Let me tell you, folks, this is the place to go to. They have jewelry from, one, all over the world, but a lot of estate jewelry.
Beautiful estate jewelry. Large collection of beautiful
Native American jewelry.
Native American
and they have like the turquoise.
And the turquoise.
All that kind of stuff down there. And really, really fair prices. At Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Yeah, I'm going to head on down there this week. Christmas is coming.
Beautiful choices. And remember. And big case with 25% off.
25% off at Four Winds Jewelry. You know what? I'm heading down there. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay. Now, did you see where we have a brand-new American citizen? Yes. One of the people from the caravan scaled the fence. She's pregnant. Now, tell me how good this fence is that a nine-month pregnant woman can scale the fence, get on the other side, and birth a baby who is now a U.S. citizen.
Well, that remains to be seen, because that's going to be under interpretation. And if you really study that amendment, that clearly was not the intention.
I understand that. But here's the thing. What kind of fence is it that we have that a nine-month pregnant woman can scale, get up over the other side, drop down, walk, you know, several yards, or get to a hospital. She gets to a hospital, I guess, and gives birth to a baby. What kind of fence is that? I mean, come on. I mean, do they, like, hoist her up? Do they have ladders on both sides? Now, anyway, so now we have a new citizen and the new citizen's mommy. And probably, well, then you have to have daddy.
Here comes daddy. And uncles and cousins.
I can't believe this. 9 months and you've scaled.
There may
have been some assistance involved.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm sure that she just didn't go up and pole vault over that. This reminds me of a photo that was taken when I was training lieutenants at the basic school. It's a very hard physical training. I mean, besides all the other things they learn, it's, you know, running all the time, doing obstacle courses where you're climbing ropes and all this. One of the lieutenants was married, got pregnant during OCS. Nobody knew it. She didn't know it. But into the training, she's obviously, so you've got a lieutenant going through training with wearing maternity. It's camouflage maternity outfit, you know. Of course, she isn't doing the training. You know, she's not out running. She's not. Well, they did a story for her from the Washington Post. Came down, and what's the picture they have of her? Of her up on a rope, like she's climbing. She hasn't been on a rope in 5 months, and that's the photo they took.
Of course they would.
Of course they would. Like, oh, yeah, we're forcing this six-month, seven-month pregnant woman to climb ropes and jump over these walls. I mean, anyway.
It's all in the presentation. And what people did not do, have you seen?
She did not finish.
I have to talk about this, Carl. Have you seen the clip of Nancy Pelosi explaining how it is that we oh gosh, I can't think of the word I want to use. Anyway, that we make up a story, and she's telling the press. She's at a press conference. She says, we make up a story and we tell all kinds of lies about whatever the subject is and the person, and then we tell it to you, and then you print it. And now you legitimize it because now you've printed what we've said. And so the American people, then they look at it and they go, well, it must be true because the press has printed it. And then we present it as a package. And that's how we work. And that's how we get ahead and get the American people to follow us always. And they've got Nancy Pelosi on a tape absolutely stated. We make it all up. We make up lies. The press presents it for us. And that's how we go to the American people.
Where'd you see that?
I'll show it to you.
Okay. Let's just play it then.
I would like to hear the original tape.
I would like to hear, because what was left out at the beginning of it?
The transcript is not going to cut it.
Because anybody can write. Okay. This is her saying it.
Okay. I would hear the audio.
Okay. Now, so that gives you something to do for the next few minutes there, Bob. Just look up Nancy Pelosi telling how they lie to the press and the press goes along with it. So, not that. That I don't believe that for a second, but I just don't think it's just politicians. I think both parties will say things, and then the press, because they're too there's not enough of them, or they're too lax, too lazy, too stupid, or they're too parochial, or too paranoid, or too biased, won't check it. This is exactly what they want to hear. This is exactly what they wanted to hear.
I don't question that for a moment.
And so when you say it, they're going to print it and run with it, put it on the evening news, the 24-hour day news, and let it go because they don't care because this fits their story. This is one of my favorite expressions. Now, what I'm telling you doesn't fit your story. That's why you're not listening to me. It doesn't fit your story. Or it fits your story so well that you're never going to question me about it.
Well, the problem is, and I don't disagree that both sides are guilty of this.
Yeah.
It's called truthification. Nancy Pelosi, you just can't make this stuff up. This is the truthification.
Truthification. Okay.
And I'll show you. I mean, I've got it right here, and it's the video.
And what's the video called?
C-SPAN decides to scrub it or something.
Okay, she's playing it here. Okay, we're going to find it. We're going to find it, and we'll run it. Because that's, I can't imagine that somebody would actually come out and say it.
The actual quote, now she did not come out and say, just lie and all that. The actual quote is, I won't let the, I say to candidates, do whatever you have to do, just win, baby.
That is not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
This is a video of her talking in a meeting to the press. She's giving a speech.
We'll find it during the break.
Okay.
And we'll come out and play it.
All right.
By the way, let's talk about some local things going on here. Today, we're going to have both Aaron Resner and Michael DeQuisto, our newest city council people from Reading, will be with us today. So it'll be interesting talking to see what they
They're both coming on.
At the same time.
That's excellent. So they we can see
because
where they're
they
going
can do
forward.
It. Because two can do it. Two can come on, three can't.
Yeah.
Okay, 10 people still remain missing in the Camp Fire. It went from, 1,200 down to 10. The no more dead, no more bodies have been found, no more remains, I guess I should say. The Jack's. Do you like eating at Jack's?
I love going to Jack's.
Do you like Jack's, Bob? I know you've been there. Jack's?
Haven't been there for quite some time.
But, okay. It's been a while, but we go there. We enjoy ourselves. 80 years old. 80 years. Monday. It was 80 years Monday.
That, this is one of the true success stories of a restaurant. So many restaurants have messed themselves up they have a great business going, and then they decide they need to be bigger and a better facility, and then they move it, and it's done.
It dies.
Yeah. Done.
Okay.
And Jack's never did that.
Okay, so now you have Jack's that has been in the same building for 80 years. At one time, the upper level was used as a brothel without the owner's knowledge, and when he found out, he shut it down.
Yeah.
They serve steaks. They serve fried chicken. They serve salad. I don't know if they serve fish. I don't know if they do.
Yes, they do.
They serve fish. It's a simple menu.
Deep fried prawns.
And nothing changes. I think the owner said, I think he's only had like three or four owners.
Yeah.
In 8 years. And he says, what we do is we paint the walls. He says, I don't do anything else. And it's dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the server comes over to you, and he's had, the servers have been there 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't like you're rotating, you know, people through. They bring a little flashlight for you so you can see the bill. I think that's cool because
I've never needed the light because I have really good eyesight.
Well,
no,
I don't. But I'm getting that fixed.
Well, older people, yeah.
I'm getting that fixed here. So they tell me. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to – Bob's keying it up, so we're going to hit that when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Linda said yesterday we were having a problem with our heating system. And Alliance sent somebody over, crawled around underneath the house, fixed it, came out, 45 minutes. Cody, I think, is his name. Totally professional. But what do you expect? But I would expect nothing less from Martin and Pam and Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, been in it over 25 years. He's a veteran. He brings that veteran knowledge and professionalism to Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I can't say anything more than that. They came in, fixed it, and were out in 45 minutes. Extremely professional, extremely nice. It's Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, do we have somebody on the line?
We have Coach Bob on the line.
Coach Bob on the line. Can you wait, Coach Bob, or do you want to hit it right now?
It'll only take a second. If you want to see something on YouTube I found interesting, type in Obama admits to being raised Muslim with an interview with George Stephanopoulos. You'll watch his lips actually say the words.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You know what?
I'm working on it. It's not destroyed now.
I'm just letting you know. But it's happening. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay.
Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5, eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Rakar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Rakar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We've had numerous phone calls coming in here, so we're coming back cold, as we put it. Carl Bond and Trish Clark, it is 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right down here at 1460. 46 degrees, going up 58 today. Bastiani Arms is bringing us this portion of the show. You know, it's not too late. They're having big sales down there. It's not too late to go out and buy a gun and get it before Christmas. That's right. Whether it's a long gun or a pistol, going down, see John or Sarah Bastiani or any of the great people down there. This is where I buy my guns. This is it. This is the only place. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Discounts for veterans, guys. Discounts for veterans. Let's go to the phones. Mike Flanagan, good morning, buddy. Hello. Mike.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
You're on.
All right.
Keep talking.
Keep talking.
How are you doing?
Fine. We've got a new phone system, and we're breaking it in, and you're like third caller on it. So, anyway.
Yes, I saw yesterday. I popped in across the street.
Yeah. Are you now the new head of the Shasta Arts Council down here in town?
I wouldn't say I'm the head. I'm more like the body.
Okay.
Deborah Lucero is still the executive director.
Yeah.
She was elected, as everyone is aware, to Butte County.
Right.
Supervisor down there, but she is still committed to Reading, so her leadership is definitely coming through. If not in person, she's actually here today. But speaking of today, we have, because of this Reading Cultural District title that we were able to secure at the state level, we, because of also the generosity of the McConnell Foundation, came up with some money to do some programs, and we are doing an educational program this whole week with local schools, teaching them about Charles Dickens. We have this incredible actor from originally from New York, who has been doing a one-man show of Charles Dickens and talking about A Christmas Carol. Basically, he's just reading it aloud to the audiences, and the kids, you know, they really are enjoying it. They're laughing. It's a lot of big Victorian words, but it's Scrooge, Tiny Tim, it's all of them.
And that's going on today.
That's been going on all week, every day from at 9:30. But the good news, what I was, because I know how big Christmas is to you and Linda and myself. We've teamed up and worked before, bringing the Christmas cheer to town. I will always remember those moments. But this Friday and Saturday at 7, the doors are going to open up for the general public to come see this one-man show. And if anybody is displaced by the fires and are listening, they will be able to come in for free. And they can go to our website and get their tickets or stop in our doors and pick them up. And it's $10. Because of the Culture Disc, we were able to secure a grant to get the cost down. So it's only $10 for general admission and $5 for students this Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock doors. It's kind of a first-come, first-served thing.
Okay. All right. That's this Friday. That's tomorrow.
That's this Friday and Saturday, yeah.
I just thought,
you know, I just really remember all those times we went to the mall and did
the Christmas shows, yeah. You were the elf, a 6-foot-5-inch elf.
Yes.
That's a great job.
Cool elf. He was a cool elf. Yeah. The kids loved it. Yeah. Okay, Mike, well, congratulations. And we need to get together because we have some ideas, and you've mentioned them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got some ideas, some things we want to do here that we're
launching. I mean, you're a good-looking man, Carl. We need to see you on doing the news as well.
Yeah, that could be. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now. Now, this is during the break, we had this roll around on the floor argument about would Nancy Pelosi really say this. So this is what we have. This is her talking in front of a press organization.
Yeah, she's giving a speech.
Let's hear it.
Fulfilling, you demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest. And then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Well, she did say, she's saying is that. And
this is how we convince the American public.
And this is not just the Democrats, because anybody can use the wrap-up smear.
Absolutely.
But I don't hear the Republicans talking. I don't hear the Republicans talking out loud about it.
And you can see her standing in front of the group. But
she said, I believe now, after I've heard it, I see what she's saying. Yeah. We make up something. It doesn't have to be true. We merchandise it. We put it out to you all. You all wrap it up. You report it. And now we wrap it up into one. Now it's true.
That's legitimate because it's been reported. Yeah. It's been in the press.
Well, you know what? I
was amazed that here's the deal. I mean, we know that's what happened.
It happens all the time.
But I'm amazed that she admitted it.
That's true. Maybe.
I mean, you can't make that stuff up. That was my point. We've known for years that they do that. You can listen. You can listen to a press conference, hear the words that the person says, and they might say, okay, well, we're going to do everything in red and white for the upcoming show. And then 2 minutes later, you've got a news commentator coming out and saying, well, the president just announced everything is going to be black and blue for the next year. And you go, no, that's not what he said. But that's exactly what happened. So, we know that. That's why you want to listen to the actual speech and not what they should think about.
You have to listen to all of it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I can remember many times when I was in office that we would be at a meeting, and then I would look at the newspaper article the next day about the meeting, and I would sit there and read it and go, what meeting were they at? They would pick up one little tiny thing that maybe was a kernel of the information and certainly not even what the meeting was about, and they'd write the whole article about that and miss the entire point of what we were meeting about. But that's the news.
Yeah. Hey, you know, as we get closer to Christmas, I'm changing the subject totally. We forget a lot of times that we have people out in harm's way. Lately, we've had several soldiers killed in Afghanistan in attacks, IEDs.
Yes.
Gunfire, all these, but it's also, and we have people putting their lives on the line every day in the training portion of it, and over off the coast of Japan, an F-18 and a C-130 refueler, a Marine F-18 and a C-130 refueler collided. It looks like now 5 missing. They've found one of. I'm sure the two that they found are the pilots. After they hit, they ejected. One was alive. One was picked up by a Japanese boat and died. Mm. The 5, I imagine the 5 that were on the C-130 are still missing somewhere out there in the ocean. And this is the thing, is that it's a tough job, it's a hard job, and it's a dangerous job. Because something could go wrong. Something, you don't know what happened. It could have been technical, it could have been something. But in that instant, those two aircraft collided, and we now have 6 souls gone.
And you're right. I think when we don't have an active war, if you will, where there's a lot of press coverage about it, we forget sometimes that we have deployed people all over the world that are still serving this country and in harm's way in some way or another.
All over the world, they're in fights all the time that you'll never know about. You'll never know about.
Yeah.
And fighting in areas you had no idea they were fighting in to keep this country safe.
Not the least of which is on the border in Southern California.
You know what? I'm not saying anything, but you know what? There's how many terrorists have tried to come across that border that didn't make it because of actions. Now, that's...
As it should be.
As it should be. Okay, we're going to take a break. I see Michael DeQuisto, Redding's newest city councilman, right here. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. George H.W. Bush's hometown of Houston, about to honor the 41st president one final time.
St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston will host a private funeral for the late president before he is transported by train to the Bush Presidential Library and Museum in College Station, Texas. Bush will be buried late this afternoon at his family plot. His final resting place will be alongside wife Barbara Bush and daughter Robin.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. At the request of the U.S., Canada has detained a senior Chinese tech executive. Correspondent Joe McDonald in Beijing says the Canadian authorities being very tight-lipped about the arrests.
They released no other details, but the Toronto newspaper, The Globe and Mail, said that she is accused of trying to evade U.S. trade curbs on Iran.
China demanding the release of Meng Wanzhou, calling her arrest a human rights violation. The U.S. military says that one of two crew members recovered after two Marine aircraft collided off the coast of Japan has died. Five others still missing. The Marine Corps says the other recovered crew member is in fair condition. American businesses hired new workers at a solid clip in November, adding 179,000 jobs, according to a private survey.
Payroll processor ADP says last month's job gains slowed from October's strong showing of 225,000. However, November's hiring is enough to lower the unemployment rate over time. ADP said job gains were strong in health care, which added 37,000 jobs, and in hotels as well as restaurants, which gained 26,000. Construction gained 10,000 positions, while manufacturing added just 4,000.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 585 points, the S&P off 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Israel's government takes on the troubling issue of spousal abuse. We got the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Only days after Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu launched an operation against the Lebanese-based Hezbollah's network of terror tunnels, a move some are calling the first step to the next war, a war against the abuse of women is also underway. 30,000 demonstrators jammed into Tel Aviv's Rabin Square to protest government inaction against spousal abuse. Netanyahu declared another war against terror. Telling protesters that domestic violence is terrorism, Netanyahu promised to see that unspent allocated funds will be freed up and more added if necessary. Offenders need to be punched in the face, the prime minister said, a thought echoed by roughly half the population determined to deliver such a punch of their own in the voting booth. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. When a baby wants to come into the world, the new arrival doesn't necessarily care where mom is at the time.
A baby was born at a Shell gas station near Washington after spontaneous help from two Enterprise rent-a-car employees. WTTG-TV reports Ben Schaefer was driving while his wife Patricia had been in labor less than an hour. That Thursday was starting normally for Nick Appel and Katie Brabassa as they filled up vehicles at the Chantilly, Virginia station across from work. Schaefer says he cut off about 14 people parked and tried not to freak out. Brabassa took the phone from him, and a 911 operator helped them through the process of delivering the newborn Mackenzie. She arrived in moments. The Schaefers are now home safe. Keith Peters, Washington.
At this week's OPEC meeting in Vienna, Iraq's oil minister saying he's confident officials from major oil-producing countries will reach an agreement that will help to stabilize the price of crude oil worldwide. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, the epicenter of change, you might say, right here in downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, enhanced product lines, larger, new walk-in humidor, and great customer service. Can't ask for more than that. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. Trish is my Thursday girl.
Good morning. I just love Thursday mornings.
Finds things on her phone and brings it in, and we just play it no matter what.
So I know.
Next time it'll be the dogs barking Merry Christmas.
No. I don't know.
Though I might do that. That's kind of cute. I like that. Anyway, what's the weather look like there?
Well, it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 58 and sunny. Low this evening around 37 on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. 20% chance of showers Friday evening after 10 p.m. and a low of 39. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. Partly cloudy Saturday night. 40% chance of showers on Sunday. Mostly cloudy with a high near 54. Sunday evening, we're looking at about 40. And then on Monday, showers likely. Mostly next week, should have showers all week long. Little clearing for a while, and then we'll get back to those great absorbing rains that we need really badly to fill that lake again. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
7.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 6th of December, and phone lines are 605-4567, and we are very, very, very pleased to have in our studios the newest council people of Reading, Aaron Reznor and Michael DeQuisto.
And congratulations to both of you.
Congratulations. Y'all, great campaigns, no nastiness, nothing that I heard.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. I feel like it was really great.
Yeah. So, okay, let's start with Michael because he's older, and I have this thing about older.
You're supposed to start with women first. That's what I learned.
But see, I am not going to be a sexist feminist, okay? Right? Because if I did that, that would be...
You don't
that
get
would
to be a
buying,
feminist.
Oh, that's right. I don't get to... Well, wait a minute. Because I'm a guy? Mm-hmm. A guy can't be feminist?
No.
Because I can
feel
like...
But yeah, wait, I wouldn't rule that out.
Yeah, because I can change right today and say I'm feeling like
that's
Carol.
A totally different subject. Okay. We're going to
right.
step
okay,
aside
let's
that
just,
subject.
Let's just throw that
let's
one
talk
out.
About Mike.
Let's talk about Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, tell us what your thoughts are. Well, just your initial thoughts.
I do want to thank everybody that supported me and then voted for me. It shows a lot of support with my campaign team and obviously my wife Tina and my family and all the people that I got 17,000 votes, which is a heck of a lot of votes. And
wow.
Aaron got 19,000 some odd votes. But the takeaway that I take from the election, I think, and is what can you glean from what the voters, how they voted?
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron got a little over a quarter of the votes. I got a little under a quarter of the votes. That's half. And James Crockett got another 17%.
You know, James Crockett, you know, and if I was talking to somebody that was really well-connected last night. I mean, big into, and if I said what it was, everybody would know who he is. What he said was, Christian Schrader was lucky
that James Crockett didn't really have a platform or spent $1,000 because they said they were waiting because he was very likable. They were waiting for him to say this is what he wanted to do, and they could have gotten behind him.
Well, the reason, yeah, I mean, you can do all kinds of backseat, secondhand driving, but the reason I brought it up is that it shows that two-thirds of the voters voted for three people who had no experience in government at all.
They wanted change.
Well, that's what I – so what do you take from it? One of the things I think is that it shows a lack of trust in the existing council. One is they want change. The other is what issues do they think are the most important issues? That's a little harder to glean, but from my campaign, and Aaron's was fairly similar to mine, I mean, I knocked on over 500 doors and or more, and what I got was quality of life crime is the number one issue that people are just tired of, and it goes across sex lines, it goes across race lines, it goes across party lines, it goes across age lines. It was just a uniform complaint that people are just tired of it, and I think that's the number one issue really facing our community.
Okay. I think Mike and
but
I
think the lack of trust is the it because the solution to that problem is more police officers, and there's going to have to be an influx of cash to make a difference in that. You're not going to get them to vote for more money if you don't trust.
Aaron, you ran a very successful campaign, got more votes than everybody.
Thanks.
Not combined, but more votes than everybody. You could almost tell when it started. There was this surge that was, you know, as Mike just said, about change. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that it was exactly that. I think that people, I mean, I think that I was as surprised the way in which that things, I figured that Mike and I were going to do well because I felt like we were running really good campaigns and we had good stuff to share and say. But I wasn't really sure how the rest of it would how it would pan out. And I think they spoke pretty clearly. It was, I feel like that third spot was pretty tight, much tighter than I think that people would have thought a couple of years ago.
It was tighter than I thought because, you know, I'd had Mr. Crockett on, and very likable guy.
Super likable guy.
And that could have been really tight. Anyway, I think both of you have said is that the people of Reading said, we want change. We want a new direction. And we're tired of having to step over people, or we're tired of a guy coming out here and exposing himself to a mother and child. Mm-hmm. We're tired of that. So I'm going to start with you this time, Aaron. So how are you going to change this? Your thoughts.
I think that immediately we start building connections with the county because it's not solely just us. Mm-hmm. I think that it has to be focusing on what it is that RPD can do, but also focusing on what is it can we get the county to do, which I'm excited about the way in which that election went. I think that was another step saying the city of Reading, people were saying we want change because it's not just us. I sat in a meeting the other day, medical assisted treatment training, and there were all of these folks from the county who deal with people who are in trouble or who have addiction, and they were discussing solutions and all of that. And then one of the gentlemen from the jail said, they said, could you host something like that? And he said, I have inmates essentially in every single closet. And so, I mean, we have to solve the jail bed situation. And yes, that's not a decision that Mike and I may make, but that's something in which that
that's
I think that I'm going to be an impact that we can have and somewhere that we can be pushing, of putting out ideas and constantly pushing on that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get to Mike then. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, the newest branch. It's a year old now. I can't believe it. 1845 California Street, right down a block south of Jack's, which is celebrating its 80th year this week. Cornerstone Community Bank are your neighbors. They're your friends that are in there. And they invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Trish Clark and I will be right back with Aaron Reznor and Mike DeQuisto, Reading's newest city council members.
Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Rumors spreading around, you're not taking time. Right there, Jack outside.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here in the studio. It's 46 degrees, going up to 58. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her people are there to help you. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Sharon wants to make sure your loved ones are comfortable where they're the happiest in their home. Home Helpers. We're here with Michael DeQuisto and Aaron Reznor, our newest city council members, and they're both here and happy.
We are.
You
we are.
Had your first meeting. Now, I asked Aaron about her thoughts about the change, and she's talking about the change that people wanted here in town, obviously. Because as you pointed out, also it happened in the county, too. There was a change, all from the city of Reading, and that she was it's not just Reading's problem; it's also the county. So we're having to reach out. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, one of the issues and one of the things that I ran in the campaign from the very beginning, and it didn't seem like rocket science to me, was that the crime problem that we're experiencing is not a city problem, and it's not a county problem. It's a community problem, and I'm going to try to remember that. And a community problem needs a community solution. So one of the things that I proposed and was that if the marijuana tax passed, which it did by a lot, which you can glean certain things from that as well, but to account for that money and to have that money, I would like to use that money for more jail space, if possible, to hold it in reserve if the county needs help with additional funding, or for more police officers. But those are the two things that I would work on it. You know, obviously you're open to suggestion and negotiation and this and that. I don't know how much it'll be. I think Mr. Tippin said there's one business currently that'll pay, and over the next year he thinks three or four or five will come in. So it'll be a little while.
I think Synergy is out there right now. In fact, she's going to be on the show. Jamie will be on the show here.
Oh, yeah.
A week, I think, on the 14th of December. We were talking to her. You know, this thing you're talking about, we're getting 102 new more beds come January. And I'm not sure if you know what the county courthouse is. The county courthouse also include more jail spots or
not? Not in the courthouse.
They don't.
It's in the annex.
So then they're going to put more, I guess, into the annex once the county moves.
The new, what will happen is, my understanding is, the state has funded the courthouse, and it's their responsibility to pay for it. So assuming they don't withdraw the funding or hold it for a year, and once it starts getting built, when that's done, the current courthouse will be vacated, and one or two of the courtrooms in there, or maybe downstairs, will be converted for more jail space.
Yeah.
But that could be 3, 4, 5, 6 years, which doesn't really help us today.
Aaron, we had Captain Tim Shuler on yesterday, Bill Shuler, who is head of the patrol division of the Reading Police Department. You all may know him. In the last couple of weeks, they had over 20% of the officers off due to medical because of fights, you know, arrest, wear and tear in their bodies, all these kind of things, operations. 20% of a already shortened crew, and I think they're back down to just 10% off, already of a shortened crew. We need, according to him, if you look at the 1.5 policemen for 1,000 people, we're short about 17, 18 officers, just right off the top. They're in the process of hiring 6. Do you see a solution to this? How would you solve this problem, since we obviously don't have the money right now
I think that we have to do the best that we possibly can to find that money, and I think that we have to keep that at the forefront of our mind on every single financial decision that we're making. Do we have money for this, or do we need this money for an officer? And then I think we got to get creative. And I know that I probably shouldn't say this already. It's my week. Brent said that I'm officially done. I'm the most like that I was going to ever be on Tuesday. But I think that we start talking about what is it that a sales tax would look like. Is that something that we would do now that we have a new council? Do we trust the council more than we've trusted councils before? What would this council do with that money? And exploring all of those options. I mean, we have to be making good decisions. But like you said, my guess would have been about 15 or so. But I think that that's the most important thing that we can do at the moment.
I think one of the things that people, when they say, well, more police, what does that do? That if you, when we were in Iraq or Afghanistan, when you've got your boots right on the ground, you control that area. As soon as you move, the thugs come out. The more boots you have in the ground, the less the thugs come out. So
it's presence.
It's presence. The whole thing is presence. Absolutely. So that's what happens if you have presence there, is that, you know, things don't happen. Mike, we need those people. Everybody agrees we need more police. You've said that. What's your ideas on how to and Aaron has mentioned maybe just something, and I agree with you, first of all, that we need to take a look at the tax. If we can't build that, if we can't build our tax base.
Well, the tax base, I think, is a longer, it's similar to jail beds. I think that that's something that working on how we are business friendly and soliciting businesses to come here, I just think that that takes a longer process before we're going to actually see that money.
Are you talking about a city sales tax or a countywide sales tax?
I personally am talking about a city sales tax. I'm not sure what the pulse is countywide of whether or not something like that would pass. And I know what it is how this council would react to that. I can't speak for supervisors.
Well, and I think that's because, as Mike indicated earlier, it is a community issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a system. Putting more officers on the street in Anderson and in Reading doesn't do anything to impact the problem of jail space and the system, you can arrest all the people you want to, but if you don't have any place to put them or a public defender to represent them or a district attorney staff to investigate the cases, you haven't solved the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the tax, I'm hoping that, the minds of all the bodies can get together and come up with a countywide tax that will address the countywide issue.
Yeah, it's statewide, but it's county because it's impacting on us. Let me just say,
in the abstract, to solve the problem, you either need more money coming in or you need to reallocate how you're spending the money
that's
going
true.
Out. It's one of the two choices that you have. I think one of the problems with the tax when it was tried before and when it was floated before is people just didn't have any trust.
Mm-hmm.
So the question now is, do the people have trust because they've elected two new members? Or do we need to do more to earn trust and show what we can and do? And my gut feeling is we need to do some actions to earn trust before we turn around and say, give us money.
Here's a comment. It says, you know, why, you know, when taxes are mentioned, you hear, live within your means just like we do. And what is your response to that? In other words, I have my business. I can't overspend. And you all are business people. You know this.
Yeah.
And or it's your home. So what do you do? I mean, okay, so here's money. There's a lot of money coming in. How do we is it the way it's allocated? Or is there just not really enough to do everything?
That's going to take some looking. I think the question is, what does the current council want to do on reallocation? And I think there's some things in the works that may address that issue.
Mm-hmm.
And try to come up with some solution that we can all get behind. Obviously, just what I want. I'm not the king. Aaron's not the queen or the king.
Learn to count to three quickly.
You have to learn to count to three, and we can't have a meeting with three.
I think you got three.
Well, we'll have to see. But it is something that's under consideration, and he's absolutely right that the city should learn to live within its means just like the people do, because the money they have is essentially it's other people's money, and you've got to be very careful how you spend it.
I'm glad that you all said that. It's other people's money. Let's go to the phones. All right, Terry, it's our new phone system, so bear with us.
Yeah, no problem. I think that along with everybody else, we're both excited about these two people being on city council. Congratulations, you guys. And along with you and Joe, I think we have some people here, some good, strong, new blood mm-hmm. that are going to get some things done. And I know you're both people that roll up your sleeves and get things done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. And I just wanted to bring up one thing real quick. The national average is approximately one police officer for every 800 people. And if we were to do that in Reading, we would need 112. I don't know that we'll ever have enough police officers, but I think if we could gain a few more and maybe five or six CSOs, then it might help the issue. But I think that Aaron hit the nail on the head. It's jail space, and I think you guys are on the right path when you're talking about getting the county to cooperate with this. And, you know, really, it doesn't matter how many cops we have if we can't keep them in jail. And then, of course, there is the California laws that are tough, but maybe we can do something in the ordinance side to create a better environment and a more crime-free environment. But anyway, congratulations, you guys. We're looking forward to better days here with you guys. I think that you're going to do the job for us. We're all pretty pleased about this. So have a great day, and that's all I got.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Merry Christmas, buddy. Okay, you know what? That's, you know, it's a good point that the laws mm-hmm. that we have. As we know, South City Park, the fence is going in this week. We had, of course, Rick Bassetti was on Tuesday talking about it. They're fencing in South City Park. They're making it an appointment only, a reservation only park. Now, when they put the fence up around it and said, we're doing work here, police came in and swept it. Nobody's been back in there.
They're just on the outskirts.
On the outskirts,
yes.
Right. It doesn't protect the library, though. So I'm going to ask you that. But I'm going to take a break first. I'm going to let you think about this one for a second. What are we going to do about the library? Library, right now, they're actually having to change the furniture out of there. Because the cloth furniture absorbs.
Just leave it at that. It
absorbs. It absorbs, as opposed to Naugahyde or plastic, where you can just wash it off. And if we fence off the park, What's that do to our library? We'll be right back after these messages, Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough. Persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. It's 8:32 in the morning. 46 degrees going up to 58 today on the 6th of December. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold to go in and get a haircut. Hey, during the break, Synergy of Reading, I think this is the only cannabis shop in Reading. Their gang just came in here and filled up our toy box for Toys for Tots. So I want to thank Anthony and Shelly and Jamie. That's really nice of them to do that. Been asking for that, you know. So they filled up the toy box for our Toys for Tots, and these toys are all staying in the area for these kids that have lost homes.
And we have a lot of need in this North State this year, and I'm so pleased to see the reach out has been incredible.
Okay, I want to talk about the library question And then I want to get into the business question, because we need to raise our tax base, as both of you have said during your campaigns. But the library, now that we've fenced off South City Park, but we haven't fenced off the library, what kind of impact? I know it's the county, but so many of our people are in there.
No, the city and the county run the library together under a joint contract. And so what I haven't seen the contract to see who's supposed
not
to provide security.
Library.
No, it's not. It's an agreement
joint
between the two of them. So I haven't seen the contract to see who's supposed to provide security. But one thought just in general, and it would depend, you'd have to work with the library board and then the city council, I think, is in charge of the library for one of the mm-hmm. separate entities. What if you made it the equivalent of an airport checkpoint with a TSA baggage screen before you go in? Doesn't seem like it would cost that much money, and you make everybody have their backpack checked. I suspect that would reduce some of the people actually going in. Would it solve the problem of people in the parking lot? Not necessarily. But I think you take it a step at a time, and you see how bad it is. And some people go to the library and haven't had a problem, but the issue is the people that have had a problem plus the people that perceive that there'll be a problem if they go
there. Aaron, what do you think?
Go ahead, Aaron.
I was going to say exactly what Mike hit the nail on the head in the perception. I almost think I've had a couple of tours of the library, and we have small children and go to the library. And like you said, I'm one of those people who hasn't ever had like an issue, even carrying like a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old into the library. But I think that the bigger issue, which I think that the library board is well aware of, is that that there is a perception out there. And I think that it's almost the same exact thing where we discussed officers and presence. It's the same thing. If we create a hole or a space where folks who are doing unsavory things feel that it's safe or welcome or that they're allowed to be, then they're going to show up in that spot. It's similar to, like we said, the fence line is here and they're creating, a tent camp right on the other side of the fence. So if we as a city have officers, or we as just members and citizens, are showing up to those places and saying, this is ours, and being there and being present, I think that will change things.
I've heard somebody suggest that everybody that comes in there must have a library card.
A library card's free.
I know.
Well, that's kind of like...
But you have to have an address.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Before you come in there,
you have to,
I don't want to keep people out of the library. Okay, first of all, I don't want to keep people out of
the
library.
Because it is the only free public place.
That's
and
right.
I think that it's very difficult if we're trying to tell people that they need to get their life in order. There is somewhere, some of them are going to need to do some schooling or need access to a computer who may not be able to have that. So I think that that's a delicate dance there.
It is, and we're going to have to just live with that. But I agree with you. I think that we can, if people are feeling comfortable out in the parking lot, we've got to move people out of the parking lot. You know, unless just, I don't know if you can even make a law about that. Except, I don't know. But see, I don't have to, because it's you two that are on the griddle right now.
It is, but I think the point is the presence of some kind of authority on the premises, and how you do that, whether it's a security guard kind of thing, whether it's volunteer people in a uniform, whatever that is. A presence of authority that where there's do's and don'ts enforced.
I think that's true. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get down to the important part, and that's Nick. Nick,
hey, good morning.
We have to turn you up here, Nick. Okay, Nick, you got a question for our guest?
No, I've got two suggestions. One is check into putting on two different traffic cop units strictly to write tickets. I'm sure they could pay for.
Okay,
hey,
Nick, for some reason.
I can hear him. He said two different traffic units.
Okay, you can hear. Okay. So speak as loud as you can, Nick.
Okay. Two different traffic units strictly to write tickets. I'm sure they could pay for their salaries and benefits just writing tickets the way traffic's gotten in Reading.
Hmm.
When it comes to the transients, when you kick them out of an area, be it South City Park, be it the Henderson Open Space, along the river, they just dispersed to someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that the Ninth Circuit judge said that if there isn't housing for them, and evidently the Good News Rescue Mission doesn't count, that they can camp on public property. My thoughts are is to make a section on public property where they can camp, and that's it. Our river has turned into a sewage disposal place. There's needles laying all over and shrubbery around town. Three or four places where you could make one place where they could camp. One would be City Hall down there. I see them camping on the side of the acid canal. Put some toilets down there with them and say this is open camping, and this is the only place you can camp. Caldwell Park from the boat launch up the Diesel Horse Bridge. They've got bathrooms there. This is your spot. You can only camp here. You can't camp down by the river. You can't camp over here. You've got the Stillwater place over off of, is it Victor or Shasta View? There's plenty of camping
I like the
spots.
Stillwater idea.
There's plenty of, I'm not talking about
I bet you would. Park. You don't live down there.
Well, you know what? I don't like it either, but something's got to be done. Next fire season, it's going to be dangerous as heck around here.
Yeah, it is, Nick.
And, all our green spots are smelling like a sewer. Somebody got shot with a pellet gun down here at Henderson Open Spot here the last 6 months or so. This has got a spot to stop, and if they had one spot where they can go to and they're not welcome anyplace else, or maybe two spots, I don't like giving up anything to them, but, maybe if you guys...
Maybe we need to have something like that. Nick, that's... Nick, that's something that
those
we're going to discuss.
Those are great suggestions,
Nick. Okay, Nick,
thank
thanks.
You.
We're going to suggest... We're going to talk about that real quick right now.
Thank you.
Okay, so what about the idea of providing an area that they have to go to? If you're going to camp, it's going to be here.
And it has to be someplace that they can get to.
Yeah, someplace they can get to.
Let me try. Mind if I go?
No, you go.
So... I like the way you said that.
Yeah, you step on this one.
So actually, the Ninth Circuit case, when it came out, and it's subject to interpretation, but the current interpretation is that the police officers, in layman's terms, can't do anything if you're camping illegally. So Mr. DeWalt, in coordination with the district attorney, is working on revising the city's ordinance so that they believe it will be able to be enforced and still be in compliance with the Ninth Circuit case. And I think that's supposed to come to the council the next meeting on the 18th. And they're still waiting for a few internal reviews. But hopefully, if that happens and we get more police, then we can try to solve the problem that way before we just give up public space and go here, knock yourself out.
Okay, Aaron.
I think my biggest concern is twofold in regards to the camping. One, I should say, I'm really hoping that the county and Health and Human Services can find a low barrier shelter possibility, and that we
they're
can
talking
execute
really
that.
Serious, they're talking seriously about that, and it may be a couple hundred. I don't know if it's that big, but they are talking seriously about it.
And so that is exciting for me. But my two main concerns in the illegal camping is one, what does it look like for fire season? Or not fire season. I think we all have a little bit of PTSD. I know that I do just driving down Buena Ventura, seeing somebody in a burn pile. But the other thing is what it looks like as far as the environmental impact to our river, because I think what you're probably going to end up leading to here in a little while is the river is really this beautiful. Not only is it this natural, beautiful asset of our city, it also is such a great marketing tool for us to get people here, to get businesses here, to get other companies here, to get young people here, to get families here, for people to travel. And if that's what it is that they see, I worry about what that environmental impact is to.
Well, and some of these, as we've learned, is some of the camps right along the river, and they actually have dug channels into the river for all their human waste. But the other thing, too, is you're absolutely right. We have thousands of people come here to fish this area.
Mm-hmm.
And the guides have become very adept at swinging that boat around so they do not have to watch mm-hmm. what's going on the bank or to see these other things. All right. I want to ask, this is just, neither one of this is your first time in politics, never been here, so you're not a politician, so this is a yes or no answer. For Costco, against Costco, Mike?
I got a 2-pound package of an EIR report that I haven't started to look at yet,
same.
So I'm not going to answer yes or no.
Same.
Really?
Do you know how big that? We just got it. It's like three.
We can bring it in, and you can review it if you'd like.
Yeah.
I can review it just like this. Yes. Okay. Okay, let me put it this way.
The person who handed it to us was wearing a back brace, so we'll get there.
Okay, let me put it this way. If the environmental impact report says A-okay, yes or no for Costco.
I have to wait and see what the citizens say and vote on it at the meeting and do it appropriately there. I don't want to prejudge the...
Carl, you've got this incredulous look on your face. They have been charged with taking all of the input and not making a decision until they have, in fact, received all of that information.
Thank you.
I would be very... Oh. I mean, if they've already got their mind made up before they even have any input, then I've got a problem with them being elected.
I will answer you this, Carl. I'll answer you this.
Okay.
I'll answer you this. I think that if we cannot figure out a way to close a deal with Costco, that we are doing a disservice to the people.
Okay.
Good answer.
That's a great answer. Here's what I'm looking at, and we can
I don't
take
know
a break.
If this is the deal, but I'm
I
saying
don't know
we
what
have
the deal
to close
is,
a deal.
But here's this.
I've been chomping at the bit for too long.
Yes, and we've been looking at this. We're getting the opponents of Costco. They're going to be in hopefully next week. But here's my thing.
They're opposing the location.
They are opposing Costco. I don't care what they say. They're opposing Costco. And here's why. We are running a neighborhood police unit on a handout from Bethel Church.
Mm-hmm.
We are running the quality of life district attorney on a handout from Ready Rancheria. We have to increase our tax base. Here is a chance to increase our tax base. And people are trying to stop it because they don't like the location. Well, we've been trying to put it up at Oasis for how long? 8 years? Some of the things they say. Mm-hmm. They want them to stay where they're at. Oh, just give them more land. Why would they do that? It's their money. Why would they go put money into a place that doesn't make sense? So this is what my thoughts are. I am not having to vote on this. But I think what you said, we've got to find a way of closing this deal.
Well, I will say this. It would be unfortunate if, let me back up. I don't have the figures for how much sales tax Costco has actually generated currently.
It's a bunch.
I know it's a bunch, and I don't know how much they anticipate it will increase by adding the gas pumps, which is what I understand is the principal reason.
Gas pumps.
So that I don't have that number. Obviously, it would go up, and it's important for the city to collect sales tax. There's no question about that. So it would be a shame to lose it, but the traffic issue is a huge issue that needs to be addressed.
I agree. And
it would be nice to be able to close the deal if there's a way to go do it. But there's a lot more negotiation to go on. It's at least 60 days, I think, to recirculate
because,
the EIR and then
well,
go back
it's
to the planning
there
commission.
Because there was a part left out about the effects on humans and all this. I understand that. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm not going to ask you about Ready Rancheria in Wind River. I'm not going to ask that yet. Maybe next year. But the...
cut that time real short that Brent said we were liked, huh?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, you all are answering the questions, and that's what people want. They want to be able to look at you and say, they're taking the hard questions. You know, this is something that, you know, I need to look at everything, but we do need to find a way to close this deal.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a straightforward answer, and this is what people voted you in for. For that kind of stuff, because you two are like that.
Well, closing a deal is important. And if you, I'll say, and Erin, I don't want to speak for her, anytime I make a decision, I will try to say in public why I'm making the decision, what factors I looked at that were important, and how I ranked them. And people can agree or disagree, but I'm perfectly open to that. I think the people are entitled to that. I think that's what you get elected for.
Okay.
But when you've got a decision like this, and I can't overemphasize what I said before, you've got a decision like this. And you're going to come out before you've read the EIR, before you've got your public input from the public. You just got seated last week. And if you've already got your mind made up, then I'm going to go, whoa, we're in big trouble.
Okay, and I understand that.
My mind is not made up.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. Maxwell Financial is bringing us this portion, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Super people there. Give them a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back with Erin Reznor and Michael DeQuisto, our newest city council members who are seated Tuesday of this week. Ah.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is at KCNR 1460. It's Thursday. Chris Buck is here, my Chris girl.
I just love Thursdays, and I've missed doing the show. I've been gone for a couple of times.
I'm so glad you're back.
Yeah.
You keep me on the straight and narrow. And we're here with Mike DeQuisto and Aaron Reznor, our newest Reading City Council members. And so here it comes. And I told Aaron, you get the first question on this one. What are you going to do to enhance business? I know that city government should not be in business, but city government is so important in providing, I think, an atmosphere to encourage business.
I think that now that we're in, we can start soliciting business. I think that we shouldn't be in the business of business, but I think that we should be in the business of having a strong, friendly business culture. And so I think that that is going to, for me personally, going to look like trying to see who's coming, trying to see who wants to come, who do our people want to be here, meeting with the planning department to see who's made interest before, who can I reach out to, and see how do we get you here? Because sometimes it really is just that relationship and showing all of the assets that we have here and then helping along that path. And then I think that the continual process will be making sure that we slowly change that to be more of a culture of yes than a culture of no, in terms of, and not like a yes, we just rubber stamp everything, but a yes, let me work with you sort of attitude. And that really is just going to take presence and small changes and showing up. And every single time that there's an issue, somebody, whether it's myself or another city council, coming in and saying like, hey, we had another situation. How do we fix this and go better? Because that repetition will then change the culture.
Mike?
I think that's an excellent answer. As I said in the campaign, I've been involved with the startup community with the Angel Investor Group for many years, and that grows organically. It doesn't need much help from the city, but the times they go and say, I want to buy a building or I want to expand, there shouldn't be an obstacle. It should be easy to do it if they are a startup business. I would encourage that. A lot of those grow and open without a lot of publicity. And all of a sudden you look around and you go, oh, here's a new restaurant. Or just around the corner in this building, there was a sign for a new liquor license. I don't know if they've gone in yet or not. Around the corner, almost across, in Sherman Square, I think.
Oh, okay.
There's
right.
There's so there's all kinds of businesses that
Maxwell's
pop up.
Probably Maxwell.
Roots is going into what used to be Wendy's on Pine Street. And I think they're getting, I don't know if it's open yet or not, but it looks pretty close. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that going on, and that just needs to be encouraged because they hire people. And the more people you hire, the more people get paid, the more taxes they pay.
And I agree 100% with you, but we need businesses that hire 40 or 50, not two or three or five.
Well, there's one.
So what kind of businesses do you see, either one of you, see that Adam McElveen really wants to bring in that high-speed internet?
Yeah.
He says that's an answer. What kind of businesses would you like to see thrive in here? I mean, you know, the Roots is cool, and they're building that new the one down at Mount Shasta Mall and Costco maybe. But to have what kind of businesses do we need?
Well, you're going to I would increase the funding for the EDC, who has done a lot for the startup community, and then go out and look for other businesses. You're going to have to – I think your market's going to be businesses that are already in California that live with the California regulations. That's a better market than trying to get somebody to move to California, which is probably like beating your head against the wall. So those are the ones you need to concentrate on. And I think you're going to find it more with businesses that work with remote business, where they come up here, telecommunicate, however you want to call it. That's really what you're going to do. And I'm 1,000% in favor of Adam's proposal for the super high-speed internet. I think it's actually moving along, and hopefully something will be coming up soon. And that's going to be a big help. That'll help downtown. And if it works, it'll get expanded to other areas.
Do you see any possibility for any manufacturing-type action in the North State?
I think like Mike said, it has to be somebody who's already operating within California.
So concentrate on the bigger areas and build up the quality of life and the cost of living, those issues, to get them to come from already established California practices, build satellites or branches up here.
Yeah, I mean, we still have, we should be, as a city, collaborating with the other entities who solicit business here and coming up with beautiful packages that employers and can use to attract great employees here. But we also should be going out and pitching ourselves, because we have, I know we have some quality of life issues that we really have to get over the hurdle for. And they're a huge deal for us, and we're going to tackle those and change those. But in some areas, they're still better than other areas of California.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, even with a fire, we still have beautiful landscape. We have amazing trails, and we have all of these options. We have great schools. We can solicit some people here.
I talked to a manufacturer of veterinarian equipment from Orange County, and he moved up here. And this is decade ago. And he said he moved up here because it reminded him of his home, but it was beautiful up here and he was tired of Orange County. You know, I think we should really be, just as you both have said, businesses that are already here, like 40 or 50 people in the business, you know, they're successful, get out of Orange County, get out of San Diego and these places where you're, you know, the traffic is so horrendous,
the cost of living.
And bring them up here. I mean, that to me is the place we should be really concentrating our time on, and not New York.
Well,
anyway, it
can be.
That's just my thought.
It can be done, and because it's a community issue, I mm-hmm. will promote Anderson. There's a company called Vision Care Devices, which has come to the Angel Group for some money. They have a clean room facility in Anderson, which you would never have any idea, and they make these fancy cutters that go into your eye and cut really high speed to do different kinds of surgeries and things like that. So there's no reason you couldn't have that in Reading, the same kind of facility, and they're looking to expand, and they may go from, they've got 8 or 10 employees, hopefully to 20 or 30 or 40.
Well, I would encourage you not to steal that business from Anderson and move it to Reading. I'd prefer it stayed in Anderson. Thank you very much.
They need the location because the clean room is specific for that. But the point is there are companies of that type that are around.
Yeah, if you're going to steal businesses, steal them from some other place than Anderson.
We're not trying to. They're
nobody's
not
stealing businesses. Okay, first of all, I would really like to thank Aaron Reznor and Michael DeQuisto for coming in on a kind of short notice. I was kind of getting hold of you the last couple of days. For coming in and talking and being so forthright in your answers. And tell Chris that I understand what happens sometimes when you put like on things and how it comes back and bites you in the ass. Okay. Anyway, everybody have a great day. And tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be with us. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 21... 21-